It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Did you hear that?
What?
That buzz. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? That buzz about this guy.
Relentless positive action.
And this song.
Right. Detroit barely officially out of bankruptcy this week.
When suddenly the Snyder for President coverage begins.
Suddenly, national media talking up the nerd as a possible 2016 contender.
Rick Snyder, the governor of Michigan, has not gotten the same attention as some of the other GOP governors who are looking at the White House.
That's New York Times political reporter Jonathan Martin this week on CNN.
He is someone who wants to, at the very least, be in the mix for 2016.
Wants to be in the mix. But let's be clear. This chatter, it didn't just suddenly come out of the blue.
No. There certainly seems to be some effort from somewhere, Snyder's people, to get One Tough Nerd's name out there.
To tell, as he likes to say it, the Michigan story.
The Detroit recovery, a declining unemployment rate.
And it's not a bad time to do all this.
Sure, he just won re-election. Now, names are being floated for the top of the GOP ticket in 2016.
Indeed. Well, Rick, you sat down with the governor yesterday. What did he have to say about this Snyder for Prez flurry? Was it, you know, the usual, I'm just focused on my job right now kind of thing?
How did you know?
My interest is being a great governor of Michigan, and that's why I've stayed focused on.
So I asked him again.
Well, again, this is, I'm not a career politician, and I'm proud to be governor of Michigan.
So, yeah, not even a I'm thinking about it, but not a flat out no either. But then again, why would he say no?
Right. There is absolutely no reason, even if he's not interested, to say no, that he isn't running or isn't planning on running.
Right. Exactly. There's no downside if you're a governor to have your name on the list of possible contenders.
Right.
It gains you stature and gravitas among your fellow politicians and the political establishment.
Sure. Puts you on the national stage.
And it does make some sense that the national media has taken an interest in this guy.
Absolutely. I mean, on paper, he's got a lot going for him. A Midwestern governor from a blue state, reliably blue state in the past six presidential year elections.
Who is fiscally conservative and socially, at least compared to some of his fellow Republicans, kind of moderate.
Mm-hmm. Pro-Common Core, pro-Medicaid expansion, likes to, of course, call himself the most pro-immigration governor in the country.
He's really avoided a lot of the red meat issues that fire up the GOP base. Sure, he signed Right to Work, but he's also done a lot to, well, fire up the tempers of conservative Republicans and the Tea Party. But the governor, whether he is talking about himself or someone else, seems to think this might be the moment. There just might be sort of a center-right coalition of voters that could be brought together behind a problem solver who's not so incendiary as some of the other characters out there.
Absolutely. But, Rick, I mean, there's the issue of personality, of charisma, you know, something political pundits say the governor just lacks.
I don't think he'd argue with that. And let's also not look over the fact that he won re-election, but not exactly by a landslide.
Yeah, but of course we will expect his name to remain on at least some lists, and because of that, we will keep an eye on his travel schedule.
Because there are simply places you have to go early on if you're going to play in the presidential primaries and caucuses.
And maybe most importantly, we should remember that even an absolute no doesn't necessarily mean absolutely no.
I will serve out my full six-year term. You know, Tim, if you get asked enough, sooner or later you get weary. and you start looking for new ways of saying things. But my thinking has not changed.
But so you will not run for president or vice president in 2008?
I will not.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Why, oh, why, tell me why?
Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.